Welcome to the Sherrill and Shirley Show. Last Friday, March 15th, I was able to attend Moms for Liberty winning workshop. Thank you to the Wood County chapter of Moms for Liberty for putting this on, for hosting it. And Marie Rogerson from the national chapter of Moms for Liberty was there to educate people on all kinds of great information. And this was held for candidates running local school board, city and county candidates were there. I was lucky enough to see a lot of candidates from Wood County, and I was really pleased to see that. They also held a forum beforehand, the Wood County Moms for Liberty chapter. This was held in Hotel Marshfield in Marshfield, Wisconsin. And it basically was about learning meaningful messaging, social media activism, fundraising fundamentals, campaigning, campaigns and local politics, responding to attacks, dealing with the media and volunteer recruitment. It was a great leadership institute. And I want to say thank you to Moms for Liberty Wood County chapter for putting it on. I was lucky enough to interview three different candidates from Wood County. Actually, I did four, but I'm splitting this up into two interviews. And this one is going to be of Tim Moen, is running for the 7th District Alderman position in the city of Marshfield. And then I also was lucky enough to meet Tim Hovendick and Wayne Schultz. They are both running for district supervisor county. Tim is running for the 5th district supervisor in Wood County, and Wayne Schultz is running for District 1 county supervisor. The next interviews will be of those three. That will be Tim Moen for city, Tim Hovendick for county, and Wayne Schultz for county. So welcome to the Sherrill and Shirley Show, and please listen, share, follow, and make sure that you get out and vote on April 2nd. That's the most important. Thank you, Wood County Chapter of Moms for Liberty and Maria Rogerson for coming and giving this very informative leadership class. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sherrill and Shirley Show. I'm sitting here today, Sherrill, and I'm sitting today. My first guest is going to be Tim Moen. There is quite the group here. There was a forum being held. Tim Moen is running for 7th District City Alderman. Glad to have him here sitting with me. He's going to introduce himself, tell you a little bit about himself, and then we're going to go into a couple questions. And he's already been on the hot seat, sitting up front. He's ready to get the heck out of here and go to a supper club that he works at. Let's introduce Tim and let him say a few words. And thank you so much for sitting down with me, Tim.
Thanks for having me. Again, my name is Tim Moen. I'm running for 7th District City Council in the city of Marshfield. I'm a business owner, a father, and a taxpayer here in the city of Marshfield. And I have a vested interest in making sure that we stay both economically competitive and we continue to grow our great community.
Well, tell us a little bit about your background.
Sure, I get this same second question every time I introduce myself. And I often talk to candidates and I tell them that nobody really cares what I did 10 years ago. They want to know what I can do today moving forward. Often I keep my questions about myself to a minimum. But yes, I do have a wife who owns a supper club who is probably waiting anxiously for me to get there. We have two kids, two stepkids. I have a son who lives in Tennessee who works in law enforcement. I left Marshfield in 1988 and joined the Army. I was part of the 7th Infantry Division. I spent a few years out there, and then I attended the police academy in Gilroy, California, the garlic capital of the world. And I graduated from Central Coast Community Police Academy and went to work for the state as an extradition officer. I fulfilled my high school career. Well, I was voted the most likely to see the inside of a maximum security detention center, and I did that. I've been in San Quentin. 10 months of my life was in Soledad. Soledad's a prison they film all the movies in, with the creepy cages and the catwalks on the far side. I've been to Folsom, Old Folsom. So do a whole lot of communicating about myself, but you seemed pretty persistent.
That's probably not going to change throughout this interview, by the way. I have just a couple questions here that I thought I'd ask. I know you've gone through these questions and you've been sitting in front of a group of people. Should the Common Council be required to hold open forums for the constituents they represent? What do you think about that?
We talked about this before, and we used to call them town hall meetings, and they were normal. I don't know why. In the meeting room right behind us, a similar question was asked about communication with constituents. I did the politician thing and I blamed the constituent. And I said, I can only bring forth voices that I've heard. And if you don't communicate effectively with your constituent, with your council member, it's hard for us, or it's hard for anybody to relay that message back. And I think a town forum or a meet and greet would be beneficial. But again, you're only as good as the information you get. And if you don't give me information like anybody else, I have to form an opinion on what I know and how I feel. We need to do better. Again, that starts with the taxpayer.
I have to agree with you. I think people should get more involved. That's one of the things that I think really needs to happen. And they need to pay attention, obviously, more so too, especially because your tax dollars are the ones that are being used for this. This seems like it could be something that's important here in Marshfield City. What are your thoughts about how to assure proper funding levels for public safety, police, fire, EMS in the city of Marshfield? And I think that's a good question to ask somebody who's running for alderman.
Yeah, everybody you talk to that's running for city council should really have a canned answer for this, because you're asked at every third door you talk to. And here in Marshfield, being a medical community, we're used to the best. When I say the best, we've had the best medical care and best facilities and best doctors for the better part of 50 or 60 years. If that ambulance has got a little bit of dirt on it, a little bit of rust on it, it's gone. You know, that's just not how we roll here. A lot of our problems currently aren't so much the funding portion of that business. I think a lot of that has stemmed from really a series of unfortunate events that were handled very, very poorly. They were handled poorly on both our fire and police commission, and they were handled very poorly with the city council. And we found out at that time that like most communities our size, there's always going to be a group of men sitting in a smoke-filled room that secretly run the community. And we watched bullies from both sides of the aisle bully members of the city council and the fire and police commission to get their will done. And it was an incredibly embarrassing time in our community. It has been incredibly problematic in our community. We literally had to go to referendum to hire firefighters, which is unheard of. That's not a funding issue. That's a trust issue. If we could rebuild that bridge back, I think we would hear a lot less chatter. The scuttlebutt surrounding the fire and police department would start to slow, and we could justify increasing in budgeting if we rebuilt that trust. These people deserve our respect. They deserve our admiration. The integrity for them has never left. Unfortunately, it was the appointed and the elected officials that couldn't act like the adults in the room.
Well, then that means that's why you're running. You're stepping up to do that because you believe in that part of it. And I appreciate that. Anyone who puts their name on a ballot gets my respect because I know it's not easy and it's become much more divisive in this day and age, even down to the local levels like we talked about. And it didn't used to be like that. Your neighbors were the people who voted for you. And it just seems to be out of hand right now. So I appreciate the fact that you're standing up to run and that you're sitting here answering some questions. What services offered by the city of Marshfield are the most important to you? Can you tell us really why they're the most important?
I was hoping you would just overlook that question because I didn't like that question in the other room. And here's why. That room's got about 35, 40 people in there, and then probably another 150 people, you know, viewing at home. And if you asked 150 people to give me a 1 through 10 of your favorite programs the city has to offer, you'd probably get 150 different lists. I'm going to be completely honest with you. My list changes throughout the course of the year. In January, my favorite department is the streets department because I need to get to work. I don't like snow any more than you do. I really like the parks department in the spring and the summer. I mean, it really boils down to our key infrastructure and the quality of employee and the quality of director we have. You really find a newfound respect for local government when you go talk to them. For example, our engineering department is made up of primarily two civil engineers. They've had a third that they haven't hired in years. It makes no sense. Between those two people, there's 57 years of experience.
Wow.
When we talk about what are your favorite things, for me, it's the data. You know, it's for me, it's understanding what goes on behind the scenes. In Marshfield, my community here is 13.8 square miles. We have 144 miles of roads. We have 140 plus miles of both water, sewer, and rainwater. When you're kind of a junkie to data and information, these quickly become interesting to you. And then you learn about the 80-20 split between the state and the city and the county when it comes to repairing roads and how we have to meet that 2-mile repair or replacement schedule. And it becomes a lot of moving parts. My list of top five has actually changed since meeting with these individual department heads, just based on the internal struggles and how to make it all work.
I think that's awesome, though. I think it's a good idea that you're paying attention to the department heads, because sometimes that's what falls through the cracks, coming and begging for something and the citizens don't know what's going on. So this is really good. Tim, I really appreciate you sitting here with me. It takes a lot of your time, and I know you need to get off to go to work. Bless your heart. Fish fry is like one of my favorite things in our Wisconsin area. Is there anything that you'd like to say to end it? I wish you the very best of luck. And if there's anything else that you want to say, please be my guest.
I think my goal going into this was to reinstate a sense of good community governance. We've lost that. We have members that have sat on these seats for decades, and they've taken ownership of that seat, and it becomes problematic to the people they're supposed to be speaking on behalf of. Community governance is just that. I'm the steward of a seat. It's not an ownership thing. I'm actually elected by my friends and my neighbors to take their voice forward, and I think that becomes increasingly more important today when we're behind when we're behind on the budget, when we're behind on economic growth. I think the willingness to accept that stewardship role becomes increasingly more important. And keeping that community involved is the only way to get from point A to point B.
I think those are great answers. And thank you so much for joining me, Tim. I appreciate it very much. I wish you the very best and good luck on to the election. April 2nd, everyone, make sure you get out and vote. That's the most important day. Early voting starts on the 18th of March. You can find out where you need to vote with your municipality clerks. Obviously, he's running for the 7th District Alderman in the city of Marshfield. Thank you very much. Cheryl's back. We're here at Marshfield Hotel. And I'm sitting here now with Tim Hoovendick. Tim is running for District County Supervisor, seat 5. our District 5. There's a lot going on right now. There's a lot of people out here talking and all because there's a event going on. Moms for Liberty is going to be talking here in a little while, giving a class to all these candidates, which is great. I want you to introduce yourself and say a little bit about your background, what you're doing and why you're running. And then we'll get into a couple of questions. How's that? Well, thank you so much for sitting down with me too.
Absolutely. My name is Tim Hoovendick. I'm running for Wood County Board District 5. I am retired respiratory therapist of 44 years. Get a lot of my exposure to the public in my job. That's a lot of conversations. I am running for this seat. I had no intention to, but got asked. The seat was open and conviction set in, and here I am.
I can certainly understand that. Do you think Wood County needs a full-time administrator? I think that's an important question to ask somebody running for our county board.
I'm a Reaganist. Why create a six-figure income job? That's probably extreme. But Mr. Plummel has been chairman for, a few years now. He does a great job. Number two, he has skin in the deal because he represents his own district along with 18 other supervisors. Why would you put someone over the group of men and women who is basically indifferent or disinterested? He tries to administrate the group. These people, I've watched several board meetings online. They are a cohesive group. Sometimes they have their times, but they come to decisions sensibly and friendly. We do not need another paid position or a government-appointed position.
I understand that completely, and I tend to agree with you on that. I don't know much about the political situation here, though, of course, because I'm from Rapids. Yeah, I'm encompassed in that, as well as anyone else, so my tax dollars, too, go to deal with this. Do you think the new Wood County Jail project is necessary or was necessary, it says here?
I think it was. When it comes to incarcerating prisoners, I leave that decision to what's needed to the law enforcement people in charge of this. We were shipping people to Waupaca County. What does that tell you? The building that they're currently in is not up to date. So they needed the space and they needed to be able to handle safely the prisoners as well as the jailers and the law enforcement in that building. It's necessary.
Yes. I wonder, like when you are going and talking to constituents, what's the top issue that people are talking to you about here in Marshfield?
You know, it's really early for me with that. But I think what people are going to be interested in is see how their tax dollar is spent. They look at the roads in my part of the district. What is on the road? Is ground glass and slurry? Have you tried to ride a motorcycle on that? No. Infrastructure. Let's keep it up to snuff. If you're going to make me pay per thousand what I'm paying in a city of Marshfield and Wood County, let's see my money's worth and everyone else's. That's the deal.
Well, there you go, Tim. Thank you so much for sitting with me for a few minutes. You just had a forum that's going on here, and then there's a Moms for Liberty national speaker coming in, and I think that's wonderful too. So it gives you some candidate training, but I think this is a good experience. Just wonder, like, because you said you really weren't thinking about running or anything, and then all of a sudden you are. Has this made like a huge difference to you? Has this been eye-opening to you? Is this something that you go, oh my gosh, I can't believe some of the stuff and how it goes on and what happens? Because anyone who puts their name on a ballot gets kudos from me. Bless your heart for that. And thank you very much for offering to step up. Why don't you say what that experience has been like for you? And then I'll let you go because I know I need to get a couple other people in here too.
Well, Cheryl, it's eye-opening. If you've never sat through an economic development meeting or a county board meeting, the depth at which they immerse themselves into this stuff, they're big decisions. They're big things. I can only hope to do as good a job as Adam Fisher, but he's always there. I can call him.
Well, let's say, while we're at that, let's say thank you, Adam Fisher, for serving for as long as you did. Said congratulations for your next adventure, and thank you so much for your past.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Adam. I'm going to use you, buddy.
Well, there you go. There's Tim Hoovendick, and he's running for our District 5 supervisor in the county of Wood, and we wish him the very best. Thank you for sitting down with me. Well, I'm back here in Marshfield, and we're sitting here now with Wayne Schultz. Wayne is running for District 1 county supervisor in Wood County in Wisconsin, central Wisconsin. I'm excited to be sitting here with him. I'm looking forward to seeing how this all turns out for him. Wayne, I just want you to introduce yourself and maybe say a little bit about yourself and then say why you're running for county supervisor.
Well, thank you for having me here. My name is Wayne Schultz. I'm a retired deputy with Wood County Sheriff's Department. I was a deputy for 27 years. The last 7 years, I worked as an investigator on the north half of Wood County, and I did structure fire investigations countywide. I've been happily married for almost 43 years to my high school sweetheart. We have three beautiful daughters, one of which is very disabled and currently living in a nursing home. The best of things with everything. The reason I am running for county board is I was asked to. I love politics, but I was not planning to run for especially county board. I was approached by people out in the town of Lincoln, which is part of the district. They said that they don't feel they're being represented at the county board, and they felt, those that know me, felt that they would put their trust in me to represent them and actually be out there to see what we can do to help them.
Well, I think that's fantastic. Anyone who puts their name on a ballot gets kudos from me, and I appreciate it very much because I know what it's like to do that, and I know what it's like to serve. Thank you so much for that, and thank you for your past service. Thank you for being married to a lovely woman for that long, because that says a lot about a person. It really does. So we have a question here. How often have you attended, or do you feel county supervisors should regularly attend city council or town board meetings in the district that you serve?
Well, I feel that if you're going to represent people, the only way that you can represent their needs and their concerns are by being at their meetings. That was part of the issue that was brought up to me when I was asked to run, is that the person who's currently sitting in that chair isn't attending their meetings and hasn't. I found out today that he hasn't attended a single meeting or possibly one in 6 years. I'm here to say that that will not happen. I'm not going to sit here and tell people I'm going to be at every meeting because I know I won't be. When there's things going on, talking about budgets, talking about expenditures, culverts that need replacing, and things that the county is involved with and could possibly help the town folk with and the town board with, that's my job. And the same for the people on the west edge of Marshfield, attending the city council meetings and seeing what's going on with them, that I or the county board, me as the representative of that district, could help facilitate the funds that are needed being earmarked for those projects. I'm not talking about pet projects. I'm talking about actual needs that have to happen.
That was a very good in-depth answer, and I appreciate that very much. And I think constituents would appreciate that too. Thanks for answering that. What are your thoughts on Wood County budget? And do you think the county are fiscally responsible with the taxpayer dollars? And I know that that's always a hard question to answer, but it's a good question and it should be answered. Wood County, I mean, it encompasses myself too, because I'm in Wisconsin Rapids. So I'm concerned about this one as well.
I was just looking at the current budget that we are under. November of 22, the tax rate for the county went up. Our budget was somewhere just north of $32 million, which was a $2 million increase. Now, I realize that we are in the process of finishing a humongous new jail. Even though I worked at the jail when I started, I haven't been down there other than drive by the jail. I haven't seen what's going on there. I know that it was needed. Our old jail had not met the needs that are required by the state and federal laws now. They had to do something. But I know that part of the budgetary increase was due to that jail. And I know it was contentious. It's one of those things, again, that it was necessary. You had to do something. That being said, I'm fiscally responsible. I think that the county does a pretty good job of being fiscally responsible. The thing I don't like about government is if they tell you that it's a decrease, what they really mean is that they're decreasing the increase in expenditures rather than starting at zero every year. My goal is to try to help change that or diminish it as much as I can as a county chairperson.
Zero-based budgeting would be interesting in government. I would appreciate that very much, but I don't know if we're ever going to see that. I know even on school boards and all, it seems impossible. They started what they ended at this year, even though they went down in students and they, declined. And that's kind of, I think, I see it as an issue. I appreciate you sitting here with me, Wayne. Why don't we say again, it's Wayne Schultz. He is running for District 1 County Board Supervisor in Wood County. And he's sitting here with me in Marshfield. He's getting ready to go to the Moms for Liberty event that's being put on here and sponsored. And I think that's going to be a great event. So thank you, Wayne. And why don't you, if you have anything else to say, please do. And I wish you the very best.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. It's very nice to meet you. I just would like to put out to the taxpayers and the electorate out there that if you elect me, I don't have a lot of experience. The incumbent does. That being said, I've never failed when I've tried to achieve something new. And this is definitely something new that I'm looking forward to getting involved with and learning and succeeding at.
Well, thank you so much for sitting down with me, the Sherrill and Shirley Show, and we appreciate it. And I wish you the very best.
Thank you.